I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Yes, it is very special.
Swiss tennis star Roger Federer, who won a record 8th Wimbledon title, defeating Croatia's Marin Cilic in straight sets, 6-3, 6-1, 6-4.
Wimbledon was always my favorite tournament, will always be my favorite tournament. And my heroes walked the grounds here and walked the courts here. And because of them, I think I became a better player too. So to mark history here at Wimbledon really means a lot to me, just because of all of that. Really, it's that simple.
The win Sunday moved him past both Pete Sampras and William Renshaw, who each won 7 Wimbledon titles. The 35-year-old Federer was dominant against Cilic, who struggled moving on the grass.
I got a really bad blister after I felt it in the match with Querrey in the semis.
To advance so far and only to have a blister was a disappointment.
You go through so many things even exercise in the gym and, you know, just to get your body ready for everything. And, you know, such a small thing can play such a huge difference, and obviously extremely difficult to deal with it and to accept it in that way. But, you know, I'm really proud of myself for everything I did these 2 weeks over here. I played, I would say, maybe best tennis of my life.
Still, Cilic and the rest of the tennis world, for that matter, have a lot to learn from Federer's ageless performance.
And even at age that he is at now, he's still improving, still challenging himself to get better and better. Really a great gentleman and extremely one of the biggest ambassadors of tennis.
Throughout Wimbledon, Federer didn't drop a single set, the first time anyone has achieved that feat since Bjorn Borg in 1976. Will he return next year?
I hope that I'm back. There's never a guarantee, especially not at 35, 36, but the goal is definitely to be here again next year, trying to defend.
What if he just took the whole year off?
You could take 300 days off beforehand and just prepare for Wimbledon and put yourself in a freeze box, you know, and then you come out and you train a bit and you know you're not going to be injured, you know. Yeah, playing Wimbledon, winning Wimbledon are just two separate things as well. Don't forget that.
Federer now has 19 Grand Slam titles, including his Australian Open win this year. Until next time, he'll enjoy being the reigning Wimbledon champion.
To be Wimbledon champion for an entire year now is something I can't wait, you know, to savor and just enjoy.
Spain's Garbine Muguruza won her first Wimbledon title, defeating American Venus Williams in straight sets 7-5, 6-love. She had lost the 2015 Wimbledon final to Venus's sister, Serena.
I always look at the wall and see, you know, all the names and all the history, and I lost that final. I'm like, I was close, and I didn't want to lose this time because I know the difference. I really know the difference of, you know, making a final, which is incredible, but so happy that he's there now.
The 10th-seeded Williams sought to become the oldest women's Grand Slam champion at age 37, but couldn't overcome the 14th-seeded Muguruza.
She won 5 times, so she knows how to play. And for me, it was a challenge to have her. I've, you know, grown up watching her play, and everybody started laughing. But in fact, it's something incredible. And I don't know, I was so excited to go there and win, especially over somebody like a role model.
Venus Williams was seeking her first Wimbledon title since 2008 and happy to have the chance for another.
You know, been in a position a lot of times this year to contend for a big title. So that's the kind of position that I want to keep putting myself in, you know, and it's just about getting over the line. And I believe I can do that.
American golfer Bryson DeChambeau erased a 4-shot deficit to win his first PGA Tour event at the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, like one of his golf idols.
Feels like it's been a long time coming, even though I'm 23. It's pretty special to win here at the John Deere. Didn't know that Payne Stewart's first win was here, and that broke me. It was pretty special, so God bless him. He's done some amazing things for the game of golf, and I hope I can do something similar down the road.
DeChambeau ripped off 6 birdies in his final 9 holes to shoot a 65 and finish at 18 under par, 1 stroke ahead of compatriot Patrick Rogers. In 2015, DeChambeau became just the 5th golfer to win the NCAA and U.S. amateur titles in the same year. This week, he got his first taste of being a professional near the top of the leaderboard.
The most difficult aspect is not knowing what the other player is doing or even what you're going to do that night. It's definitely an interesting little dynamic, and I think that I did all I could do, and so the rest is in fate's hands. I had no control of it, but it's definitely a weird situation.
The win also earned DeChambeau a place in this week's British Open. Heading to golf's 3rd major of the season is Spaniard Rafa Cabrera Bello, a playoff winner over England's Callum Chinquin.
To be fair, I thought that 64 on its own should have been enough to win, but Callum must have played unbelievable golf as well. I'm just got that little extra luck that I needed on the playoff for me. He hit 2 great shots, and the birdie was enough to win.
Cabrera Bello is happy to join Spanish compatriots Masters champion Sergio Garcia and John Rahm, last week's Irish Open winner.
Really happy that we are all playing great for Spain. That Spain is having a great golf year. I really wanted to be part of it, and I'm really happy that I can join them in the winning circle.
Callum Chinquin has yet to win in 4 years of professional golf, but he did earn a place in the British Open for the 2nd straight year.
3 months ago, I was nowhere to be seen, but now I've got enough ranking points up to hopefully be in the race to Dubai as well at the end of the year, and hopefully I can carry this form into next week.
We're certainly guilty of making the game a lot more difficult on us than it needed to be, but give Martinique credit. They played hard the entire game.
U.S. coach Bruce Arena on the U.S. men's national team squeezing past tiny Martinique 3-2 after wasting a 2-goal lead against a team that's not even a member of FIFA. Jordan Morris put the United States back on track in the CONCACAF Gold Cup tournament. Morris's 2nd goal of the game broke a tie in the 76th minute.
Of course, it always feels good to score, but it's all about the team, and especially in a tournament like this, it's about getting the 3 points. So for me, you know, going out every day in practice and in games, of course, trying to do the best that I can and improve myself to the coaching staff. But in the end, you know, fight for the team and play for the team and do whatever I can to help get the win.
Coach Arena likes several of his players' performances as he's ultimately looking toward World Cup qualifying.
One of the things we're trying to do in this tournament is really look at some players in our pool that we haven't seen much of and help us make some decisions for qualifying in September and October.
And he thinks regional teams are much improved.
All the Central American and Caribbean countries have improved, and if anything comes out of this tournament for me, I think that's a real positive for CONCACAF, because you see now the small countries have elevated their football, and they're much better. I thought that's going to be important to help grow the sport in our part of the world.
The United States and Martinique had met just once before, 14 years ago, with the Americans winning 2-0 in the group stage of the 2003 CONCACAF Gold Cup. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.